If you need to sign up or renew your health insurance through healthcare.gov, you have until midnight tonight. Mike Berto, a healthcare economist with Louisiana Blue, says,
if you are taking advantage of enhanced assistance, enhanced tax credits, when you buy on healthcare.gov, those have been eliminated as of January 1st.
This week, the Senate is expected to take up a bill that includes more than $350 million in earmarks for 51 projects in Louisiana. One of those projects would dedicate over $137 million for flood control work in the Atchafalaya River Basin. Senator Bill Cassidy says preventing high water in the Atchafalaya River Basin is critical.
You can actually get backflow back through, I think, Bayou Buff and Bayou Black that goes back up and floods communities further inland. And some of these gates being installed are those gates to prevent that backwater flow.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle says it's time for the FDA to tighten its rules on the mailing of abortion drugs.
Louisiana law bans most abortions, but Merle says the Biden administration made a policy change several years ago that allows for the dispensing of abortion drugs through the mail, and the patient does not have to personally see the doctor. She says it's led to an increase in abortions in Louisiana.
Behind these statistics is a woman or girl injured by this dangerous, illegal, and medically unsupervised distribution and use of abortion pills.
Democrats like Washington Senator Patty Murray say Republicans like Merle are trying to take vital health care away from women.
Millions of women around the world use mifepristone safely every year.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
And I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.